Country Club FM.
Time for the Almanac. Bob FM, welcome to the courtroom that is the Almanac. We have a lot of fine mahogany here in the Bob. It feels very much like a fancy courtroom.
I was solid.
What was solid?
The mahogany. That's good.
Right.
Solid.
Right.
Wood.
I think you meant, yeah, the gavel is solid. That's solid. I made good contact there.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, that's not just going to be a blooper or a little dribbler. It could be right at a fielder, but it's going to be hit well.
Yeah. It might have been in the gap.
Right. Like Jim Eisenreich.
He might have stretched a triple into a double like I used to.
Jim Eisenreich would always get good wood on the ball.
Yes.
He had his troubles with his health and his threats, but he's a good ball player.
Yeah.
1877 this date, by the way. It's Wednesday, February 7th, 38th day of the year.
Uh-huh.
327 left to go. 1877, it was the first Guernsey. When you think of Guernsey, you know what a Guernsey is?
It's a cow.
Yes, you're correct. The first Guernsey Cattle Club was organized in New York City.
Huh.
I know when I think of Guernseys, I think of New York City.
Well, yeah.
I know, the first thought that comes to mind.
Roaming the streets.
Aimlessly.
Yeah.
1877. 1882. This was the last ever bare knuckle boxing championship. Last boxing match, bare knuckle for the championship. The great John L. Sullivan.
Sure.
Bare knuckles and all. He KO'd Patty Ryan in Mississippi, the state, 1882. And then they decided, well, I think we're going to wear gloves.
I think it was probably a good idea.
As they got older, their hands were mangled. They couldn't do anything with their hands.
Yeah.
After they got done with their boxing career, they could punch. That's all they could do. They could punch. You know, maybe they could go and they could knead dough. That'd be a good job.
Yes.
For old boxers. For those bare-knuckle boxers. What can you do after you're done boxing? Well, I can knead dough and work in a pizzeria.
Would have been soothing almost.
To their knuckles and their sore joints. Some cool dough. Some pizza dough. Yeah, you're right. It would be
like
very soothing. Have you ever had a pizza dough massage? You've heard of the hot stone massage.
Yeah.
The pizza dough massage is right up there. 1940 this date.
Presenting to you the one and only Pinocchio.
Pinocchio made its debut.
I got nothing. No, make that.
Premiered on this date, New York City. I'm assuming it was probably when they premiered movies in New York, it was at the Roxy Theater.
Yeah.
5,000, almost 6,000 seats in a movie theater in New York. On this date, Pinocchio was the second feature-length film for Disney. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was the first one. And then Pinocchio, 1940. 1963, let's stay in New York. We already had the Cattle Club, the Guernseys.
Sure.
We had Walt Disney's Pinocchio premiering. Why not just stay in New York City? It's a city that never sleeps. And in this day, 1963, Mona Lisa made an appearance at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art.
That was a big deal, I'll bet.
And they didn't have to steal the Mona Lisa to get it either. It was here on loan.
That was good.
Under her own fruition. And Statue of Liberty got very jealous.
I suppose some attention. There was a lot of attention taken away from the Statue of Liberty.
That was in 63 and 64.
There are rumors around that this is Britain's revenge for the Boston Tea Party. 3,000 screaming teenagers are at New York's Kennedy Airport to greet, you guessed it, the Beatles. This rock and roll group.
Beatlemania landed in the United States this date at JFK. Of course, a few days later, they'd be on Ed Sullivan. And, well, kind of the rest is history.
Yeah.
The music scene was changed. And
it really was.
Young girls were hoarse for many weeks after.
Yeah, there was a lot of strained vocals.
1965, boxer Cassius Clay became a Muslim, and he adopted his new name of Muhammad Ali. So this was the date that Cassius Clay became Muhammad Ali. Now, there was a match where the guy he was boxing kept calling him Cassius Clay. I don't know if you remember reading about that or hearing about that.
Yes, yes.
And then Muhammad Ali promptly beat him to a pulp.
Right.
And said, what's my name now, pal? Say my name. 1965. I'm surprised that you're even here today because of this.
He rolled.
rode a blazing saddle.
Just assumed you would take today off as a national holiday.
I should.
Mel Brooks's Blazing Saddles open in movie theaters.
Near and far.
Far too many great quotes. Some that we can and cannot mention.
Right.
On the air.
It's not politically correct.
1974, Blazing Saddles made its debut.
74, okay.
74 and 86, it was a baby doc. Haiti's president for life had to leave early. He fled to France. Jean-Claude Duvalier, he was baby doc. His dad was papa doc.
Oh, yeah.
His
yeah.
dad was also leader for life, president for life. He died. Jean-Claude left in shame. 1986, Haiti. 1987.
Dennis Collin has done it. On board, they go wild. They have every right to be jubilant. On Sunbird, they go bananas. In San Diego, they're ecstatic. They've got the cup.
This is kind of a big deal, the whole America's Cup.
Yeah. I watched a lot of this.
Dennis Connor and Stars and Stripes winning the 87 America's Cup. What was big about it is because we had lost the cup for the first time in like more than a century to
right.
the Brits or the Australians or whoever the year before. So actually Dennis Connor won back America's
yes.
Cup. They don't make as much of a big deal about it anymore.
No,
but that
no.
was a big, big deal.
Oh
and
my gosh.
My big question to you, when's the last time you've trimmed your jib?
Well, I've kind of...
Are you willing to disclose that?
It's a bit unruly right
okay.
now.
Okay, all so. Right. You're going to want to gonna want to do that.
Right.
1994.
I'd like to announce that the Chicago White Sox are extending an invitation to Major League Camp in Sarasota. He'll be reporting there on the 15th with the catchers and the pitchers. And at this time, I'd also like to announce that we are signing him to a Nashville contract.
When I heard you know it. Who him is? It's Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, one of the big head scratchers of all time. But again, he was Michael Jordan. He could do what he wanted to do.
He kind
one of the greatest,
that
greatest
what he
athletes.
Could, yeah, he proved what he could do on the basketball court.
Right. He always wanted, to play baseball before basketball.
Yeah.
He has said many times when he was growing up, he wanted baseball over basketball. He did pretty well in basketball. Didn't do so well in baseball.
No.
He signed for the White Sox. He played in their minor leagues for a couple of springs. And, you know, it's just, you just can't take up baseball.
No.
And expect to be a major leaguer.
He kind of followed in the footsteps of Danny Ainge a little
Danny
bit.
Ainge. Danny Ainge was better.
Yeah, Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge
a,
came up a, through the minor leagues,
yeah, he was
right?
A very good
he had
baseball
played
player.
Some. Yeah. Michael Jordan, great athlete. I mean, he can play golf. Michael Jordan can do very well probably at any sport.
Right.
You have that kind of hand-eye coordination. He'd probably be pretty good at curling.
Right.
Put him on the curling curling ice and see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the Olympics begin tomorrow, too.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of curling and winter sports, we're looking forward to that. 1995. This album really changed things.
Huge. It sold a few copies.
Yeah, barely made it into the gold record and platinum record.
Yeah. I wonder what the number is now.
It's The Woman in Me, that album, which was the second album by Shania Twain, but the first one she did with Mutt Lange, who eventually became her husband. They released, like, how many songs were singles off of that? 8 or 9?
It was a lot.
I mean, almost the whole album they released to radio, which is unheard of at that time.
Usually, you know, 4 on the high side, 5, but yeah, they did 8, I think, and that thing had to sell 15 million plus.
Shania Twain took the world by storm, 1995. I can remember it to this date. Who's this beautiful-looking Canadian woman?
Yeah.
Wow. Those are peppy songs.
Dance with the One Who Brung You. Remember that?
That was her first album.
Yeah.
That
right.
was off her first album.
Because we got to know her a little bit, saw some video, and we go, whoa. And then
but
then
those
she
were barely jump. Those barely, barely made charted, any right. Any headway on the chart.
Yeah.
She released a couple of singles off that.
Mm-hmm.
2009, Jennifer Frigge became the first woman to swim across the Atlantic Ocean. The whole ocean.
What?
Not just the English Channel. She swam across the whole ocean. I get winded just walking across the room sometimes, and she...
My goodness.
I hope she used a lot of Crisco.
Yeah, she had to have.
Well, she got her supply from the Philadelphia Police Department, the stuff they didn't use on the light poles.
Yeah.
So that was 2009.
Atlantic Ocean.
Let's move on to birthdays now.
I'm Rolf Nerschke, inviting you to join Van and me for the biggest kick of my life, Wheel of Fortune.
Starting Tuesday,
Ralph Benershka, happy birthday, 63, was an NFL kicker, most notably, maybe only, with the San Diego Chargers. That's who I remember him with. And then he became the host of Wheel of Fortune, which was odd. Pat Sajak went from Wheel of Fortune show on CBS late night. He was going to be the Johnny Carson for CBS. That did not work out that well.
Right.
And Ralph Benershka was on Wheel of Fortune maybe a year or two. And this was all part of a major plan to have former NFL kickers take over the game show scene. Did you know that? Bob Almanac has uncovered a nefarious plan and plot for NFL kickers to take over game shows. Now, this was the plan. You know, Ralph Benershka was able to break through on Wheel of Fortune. Now, the other plan, it was phase two of the plot, was to have Donald Igwe Buike become the host of Card Sharks. Raphael Septian was going to be Tic-Tac-Doe.
How about Fouad Wavois?
He was not part of it.
He wasn't.
And Raul Alegre, Joker's Wild.
No Benny Ricardo?
Didn't make it either. Or Jan Stenerud.
Yeah, he would have been good.
So Ralph Benershka, 63. James Spader, 58.
All right, George, all right. I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I'm so sorry that I didn't want your rather bulbous head struggling to find its way through the normal size neck hole of my finely knit sweater.
Is anybody here a marine biologist? There's James Spader in his appearance on Seinfeld.
That's good.
Which was him and George, and they were going at it back and forth about a sweater and step nine of him becoming sober. James Spader, 58. Remember him? The Blacklist. That show is still on.
Yeah, it's good.
He's very good, and he's been a number of other things. The Practice. And he was the voice of Ultron in the second Avengers movie.
Oh, sure.
He was Ultron, and he is 58. Garth Brooks is 56 today. He's done pretty well for himself.
Not bad.
Both personally and professionally. He's Garth Brooks. We'll play a song from him a little bit later.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Nat X. In the next 15 minutes, that's right, this is the only 15-minute show on TV. Why? Because the man would never give a brother like me a whole half hour.
Chris Rock, 53, from Saturday Night Live. Steve Nash is 44, basketball player. He was the MVP
a couple of years.
Most notably for the Dallas Mavericks, and then he moved on to Phoenix. And didn't he wrap up with the Lakers?
I think he did, as a matter of fact.
He almost played until he was 40.
Yeah, he was good.
He's Steve Nash. He was a guard, and he's 44 today. Ashton Kutcher.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just trying to drown myself.
You tried to commit suicide?
Yeah. I had no idea that the water would be that cold.
Ashton Kutcher, that's the first episode when he took over on Two and a Half Men.
Oh,
he was on Two and a Half Men. He took the Charlie Sheen role. When Charlie Sheen left, he had, of course, issues, his tiger blood and his winning.
My boys watched that 70s show religiously.
Yep, he was on that 70s show. And don't forget about Dude, Where's My Car?
Well, there you go.
Ashton Kutcher, 40. We've got some big-time athletes celebrating today. Not just Steve Nash, but guys that are playing right now. Matthew Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, the highest-paid quarterback in the National Football League. Yep. I believe Kirk Cousins will take over that spot during the free agent period here in the NFL. But Matthew Stafford, quarterback of the Detroit Lions, is 30 today. Basketball player Isaiah Thomas, no relation to the first Isaiah Thomas from Pistons fame. This is Isaiah Thomas.
His dad lost a bet.
Yes, and he is currently with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Timberwolves play him tonight.
We'll see him tonight.
He was part of that trade with the Boston Celtics. Isaiah Thomas is 29, and Steven Stamkos, last time I checked, he was the leading scorer in the National Hockey League for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Steven Stamkos is 28.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Statesman and author Sir Thomas More. I didn't read a lot of his works, and he thought he had a buddy in King Henry VIII, but he didn't. He had him beheaded, as would happen in those times, 1478. You know a guy by the name of John Deere? You may not know the guy, but you would know some of his products.
We had a John Deere baler and a John Deere plow. Never had a John Deere tractor on our farm. We were Farmall,
that's right. Yeah, John Deere. I didn't realize he was born in Vermont, but then, of course, moved to Illinois at some point.
Quad Cities area.
Yeah, Moline and those Quad Cities. And that's where John Deere and the plant and everything got started. He was born on this day, 1804. Started as a blacksmith, and then the rest is history. Novelist Charles Don't Call Me Chuck Dickens Born on this day, 1812, David Copperfield, my personal favorite, Oliver Twist, and many, many others. Charles Dickens, born on this day, 1812, another famed writer.
That's the Little House on the Prairie theme. For
I
you.
Figured it was.
With the kazoo. That was Michael Landon initially wanted to have that done via kazoo. But he didn't feel like the kazoo wasn't invented until the 1890s, which was a decade or two after the time period that Little House on the Prairie was set in.
So it would have made it, yeah, inaccurate. It would not have
made any sense.
No. Laura Ingalls Wilder is the young lady who wrote the Little House on the Prairie series of books. And she was born in this day, 1867. Another noted author, Sinclair Lewis, born in this day, 1885.
He's from here.
That's right.
Sox
he is a
Center.
Minnesotan, that's right. Actor and athlete Buster Crabb, born on this day, 1981, gold medal, following in the footsteps of Johnny Weissmuller from the 24 Olympics. In 32, Buster Crabb would win the 400-meter dash, freestyle swimming event. He would also play Tarzan, and he also played Flash Gordon in some movies and programs. 1908 for Buster Crabb. Actor Eddie Bracken, remember him from
took the whole clan to Florida one year. Worst 2 weeks I've ever had in my life. The smell from the back seat was to unbearable.
I mean, families. I know that smell. I know that smell. But Roy, can you imagine how your kids would have felt if when you got to Florida it was closed?
Oh, they don't close Florida.
He was Roy Wally from Vacation.
There it is.
Curly-haired guy came up rolling up in a limo.
National Lampoon's Vacation, Home Alone 2, some others. Eddie Bracken, 1915. Soul singer King Curtis.
You could also play a mean saxophone. That's him playing the saxophone on Yakety Yak.
Yakety Yak. King Curtis, born on this day. He would have been a fine wrestler as well with a name like King Curtis. 1934. This is...
Now, you thought I was going to play Chevy Van. I'm sure you assumed.
Yeah.
Don't ever assume on the almanac.
Right.
We aimed a surprise. He wrote this song.
Sammy Johns. Yeah, he wrote songs. He sang songs. And Chevy Van, his biggest, pop hit, was that first song I played after I got my driver's license. First song came on the radio.
Were you driving in a Chevy Van?
It was Buick Station
With
Wagon.
Curtains?
Yeah,
well, did you at least have curtains?
Yeah, didn't have those either.
A little different than the John Conley version.
Sammy Johns, very talented guy, born on this day, 1946. They're all gone, but not. Forgotten.
Who did we mention that had a birthday today we're going to play a song for?
Oh,
who was
Garth
that again?
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. How old was Garth? Big 5'6 here for
56,
Garth.
56, yes.
As his hair is getting a little silvery.
Yeah.
And here is some Garth Brooks, as promised, on Bob FM.
When loving turns to parting,